everybody. It's Vera here with Carlos.
What's up?
And today we want to talk about networking, but not just like regular networking.
What is networking?
I don't even know
though,
what networking is anymore.
Right?
Like, it's weird because like on social media you can network now.
Zoom, you can network.
I love LinkedIn, but it's so weird too.
I got to talk to you about that, man.
What? Oh, I love LinkedIn. LinkedIn
Why?
Is so good, you guys.
It's good for what? Tell me. Networking or just finding out information? Oh, is that networking?
You know what? Finding out information has a lot of crap on there, but B2B exchanges are pretty good. Like if you want to talk to other business owners or if you want to get business, it's good.
Okay. So let me ask you this question. Okay. Is Facebook a networking platform?
I think the Facebook groups are, and ooh, I love them, and you know that.
Ooh, we can talk about that one later, because, ooh, some shit went down while we were, like, on break.
It's true. But we want to talk about small network events. What do you guys think about them? Are they worth going to? I think a lot of agents don't go to them because they don't see the value.
Well, is there value being provided, though?
You know, okay, here's the thing. I haven't been to an insurance networking event in a minute because I feel like...
And we're not talking about events like conferences or...
No, okay. We're talking about small, like, a get-together where a life insurance person isn't trying to recruit you, okay? Like an actual small networking event. However, I did just go to a small podcast networking event where it was podcasters that could meet up for information and also to exchange. And let me tell you, it was great. It was worth it. I learned so much.
Did you have to pay?
No. It was free.
That was another question. Are all small network events free or you pay?
Well, here's the thing. I think that it's really difficult because on the one hand, I was like, it's free. So is it going to be any good?
Mm.
You know? And on the other, if it was more expensive, I'd be like, what if it sucks and I'm out $75, right? Not that $75 is a lot for an event if it's really good. It's just like if it sucks, which most of them do, you're going to be pissed. You could have
used
it on something
else. My take is this. If it's free, it's networking. If it's not free, it's an event.
I like that. That's good. So I think what made this particular event really interesting is that, number one, I mean, no matter what, whoever organizes an event, they're always trying to sell something.
Of course.
Even if it's just an experience that they're not, you don't have to physically pay for something, you're trying to sell something. And in this particular case, it wasn't shoved down your throat. It was all about how can you become better podcasters?
Okay.
How can we help you? Expose you to more tools, et cetera. And they had a great speaker come on, talk about, you know, different metrics and not trying to take your money at all, just saying, like, how can we help you become better?
Right.
And I think that you set that foundation, and then they let us go to talk amongst each other for a little break before the next speaker came on.
Right.
And that's when you start like, oh, what's your podcast? And it was really great to exchange with these individuals. And I learned so much because we've not been podcasting for 10 years, right? And some of these individuals have been podcasting since 2012. Right. So it was great to really learn so much. And as far as insurance networking events, the ones that I have gone to, unfortunately, it was some kind of weird recruitment thing, or, you know, it's a carrier or a software vendor trying to get your business, which ultimately that's what it's for. But it becomes less about how can I make you a better agency owner, you know? That's what's missing. I, as an agency owner, I'm the royal I, okay, the royal we. We need to know, how can we run our businesses better? Ultimately, everyone's question is always like, how can I make more money? Even though that's not a foundational question. The foundation question is like, how can I be free, right? And so you think you have to reverse engineer it. Well, in order to be free, you have to pay off your debts. In order to be free, you have to make sure that you can step away from the office.
Right.
So if in small networking events came at us with that kind of information, of course more agents would go, because ultimately you just want to be able to run a great business, pay your people, make some money, and if you got kids, whatever, put them to college, blah, 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 right?
Right.
And buy yourself something nice here and there.
Yeah.
And be happy.
Yeah. Now, I see events, right? And I mean networking events. And, you know, sometimes people ask, is it worth going? Are we just hanging out? Now, here's the thing. I have a couple of friends that are insurance agents, and they go to network events, but they're not insurance network events. Mm-hmm. They'll go to an event that's real estate, or they'll go to an event that's like thrown like for a chamber of commerce or something like that. Oh, new restaurants opening up. So that makes sense. Like they're going there to get that business.
Right.
Right. So they're networking with the owner to potentially get business. I mean, they straight up say that. Yeah. Right. But if you go, if you're an insurance agent and you go to an insurance network event, you really have to think about like, is this going to be good? Is this something that I need?
Right.
What are we talking about?
Right. And yeah. That's the thing. What are we talking about? If it's just like, oh, just so people can exchange and whatnot. If it's not curated, people will not exchange.
Right.
People don't want to talk about each other's business because they're ultimately scared. Like, maybe my business isn't so great, or maybe it is and they're going to copy me.
Yeah.
You know, you really have to curate it and say, this is what we expect. No expectations. This is what we're going to talk about.
Right.
And what you could potentially take away.
Hmm. Now, do you ever, how do you feel about paying for a networking event?
Well, now that you're like, that's an event, that's not networking. I'm well, like, I mean, I don't mind paying for it. Again, what am I getting out of it?
Right.
The first thing I always look at you guys is like, am I going to get food? Only because
that's fair.
I get hungry. Like, I want to eat, you know, and if it's an evening event and there's no food, I'm just like, ugh. So no problem. I'll go eat beforehand. Not a big deal.
Right.
But if I'm paying for something and it's an evening or middle of the day event, I'm going to expect lunch.
Yeah.
Even if it's a snack, I want something because I don't believe that we can be productive when our basic necessity is not met.
Ooh, that's a good tip for a lot of people out there who do networks. Like, dude, you got to provide something.
Yeah. And so I have no qualms paying for something, especially if I'm looking for the thing that they're proposing.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is how you can engage better with your client, whatever. I'd probably go check it out.
Now, do you think network events, I mean, are growing, or do you think they're kind of staggered?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I've seen a couple, but I haven't seen them like they used to be a while back.
Yeah. I remember the Sharon days. Man, there were some great, great events.
Okay.
And all of the associations used to have these monthly meetings or once a quarter, and they were awesome. But along the way, they became less about the agent and more about the association.
Mm.
And that's where you lose people.
Right.
And also, I think that the it's expensive to put these things together if you really want to make it nice and if you don't have good, like, partnerships with vendors or locations. So I think they started charging the carriers too much money to put these things up. And they always charge the agents to get in.
Okay.
So,
I mean, I get, but here's the thing. We go back to what you said. If I'm paying, are you feeding me? Or what am I getting out of it? And honestly, is food provided and you're getting some information? Okay, well, at least you know where your money went.
This triggered a memory because I think what happened is that they got old-fashioned, these meetings, because you did get good food. Like, it was sit down, white cloth, entertainment, food, discussion. But it got old really fast because, again, it wasn't about like, what can I do for you? It was more like, I'm going to do this for you so that you can do for me, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think that the younger generation wanted to go to these stale ass restaurants where it was being held. Like, we want to go to, I don't know, things outside.
Yeah.
Get with the program. Like, what do people want to do nowadays? You want to go to breweries. You want to go to a winery. You want to go, maybe, I don't know, get crazy. Do something at the gym. Like, do a retreat. Like, other venues except for, besides, you know, your typical bar restaurant thing, it gets boring. So I'm just going to go there to have a drink and just shoot the shit, which is cool. I can do it with my friends.
Yeah,
I'm a business owner. I want to learn something.
Yeah, no, that's true. I think if you've never been to a networking event, you got to put yourself in there. Like, you got to go. Okay, I'm going to tell you, it might be good, it might be bad, but you got to go. You can't really say anything until you actually experience an event and a networking event, because I have two different ones now. But the networking event is another thing that you need to understand is you're there to network. And here's where sometimes I see an issue with it, where people will go, but they will not talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm. It's scary to talk to people.
Right, but you're going to
network.
Right.
I get it, but it's the first stuff. You have to learn how to do that, right?
Right.
It's scary to talk to people.
Of course it is.
Like, my husband will always be like, dude, so I went to this thing by myself.
Oh, the podcast thing?
Yeah. He was thinking about going, and he's just like, he just couldn't go. I don't remember what happened. I was like, okay, well, I'll let you know how it goes. And I don't know that many people would go to something by themselves. I've never had an issue with that. And sure, it's kind of awkward, but at the same time, I'm like, dude, if I don't talk to anybody, that's okay, because I'm there to learn something.
Right.
But I always talk to somebody, because just when you think that you are a social bird, those fucking places have crazy social birds. Like, there would be somebody, hi, what's your name? What do you do? Like, you don't have to worry about it. Somebody will come talk to you. Like, networking, like, the people that really know how to do it and love it,
yeah,
they will find you.
You think you'll and scare someone, will, though?
Damn. No, not to scare them off.
I'll be there right now. Like, I forgot something in my car.
No, and I think that the really good ones also look at the wallflowers and they go over and introduce themselves, you know, because it's hard. And if you're a good organizer, you're going to make sure you go over and, like, introduce that person to somebody else.
Have you ever been invited to a network meeting where you end up like, oh, my God, I'm being recruited. They're trying to recruit me.
Yes, but I didn't go because I immediately – I'm just going to say the name, WFG. Dude, every time I go to Starbucks and there's somebody fucking selling a life policy, they're like – or they see my computer. They see what's on my screen. Oh, you do insurance? I'm like, I'm not interested. Oh, but I'm not interested. Not because I think it's – I do you. Like, great. Do you? Do your company? Cool. I'm not trying to be recruited.
Right.
I had somebody do that to me at Costco.
At Costco?
Immediately, two girls came up and were asking, like, questions that I was like, oh. So you know what I did? I turned it around and tried to recruit them for Record Guardian. I was like, okay, you want to sell me life insurance? Buy my agency management system. It was just, like, you right away you can sniff it out.
Right. No, and I think the term, the reason I asked, the term networking event, I feel like it's used very loosely, but I think people use that because it sounds very good, professional. And you should be honored that you're being invited to a networking event. You're not being invited to an event. You're not invited to – you're being invited to a networking event. So it's kind of like they want me to network with them. So I don't know if they put you – they try to use that more of a psychology thing, like making you feel good, like, oh, I'm going to this networking event. Or you get to tell your friends, oh, I can. I have this networking thing to go to.
I don't know. I think it just sounds better than I'm going to recruit you.
But not even always recruit, because I've been to some networking events where they're trying to sell me a product.
Oh, yeah. Like Tupperware?
Like years ago, there was this company trying to sell you a phone.
Oh.
This was way before we had like this technology we're at, but it was – I forgot the name of the company, but they were trying to sell you, oh, you can get a phone. You can actually see them. It has a screen when you're talking to them. And I mean, they're like, oh, we can cut your phone bill. Again, this is when we had home phones a lot, right? And I was like, this is not a networking event. Like, they're selling me to be part in, one, to buy the phone and then sell the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what did I get myself into?
A Ponzi scheme.
Right.
It was a pyramid scheme.
Right. But it was just one of those things like, you know, it's either, it's always, I mean, yes, there's got to be a purpose. But here's my advice to anybody throwing networking events. Make it valuable for like, if I'm going to go, what am I going to get out of it? And I'm not saying like, hey, you're going to give me something like a product or anything, but like, how can I use what you're putting together for my business? Because obviously you're not inviting just a random person, your friend that works at, you know, at Kohl's or something.
Mm.
You're inviting professionals, right? So it's kind of like, okay, are you – here's my thing. Are you introducing people to other industries? If so, what is your event is planned out to do that? Like, are we sitting down like an AA meeting and going to each one? It's like, this is me. This is what I do. If anybody needs help with, you know, employee benefits, I'm, you know, I can help you out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, cool. And hey, I'm the plumber. If you guys ever had an issue, you know, blah, 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 call me. I can help you out. You know, any yeah. issues with plumbers or piping, if you don't trust, just let me know. And yeah. then boom, I'm the loan officer. You're everything about getting the house. I feel like, okay, if you have something planned like that, You got to take control of the event.
Those are big. That BNI network does that a lot.
I have no idea what that is.
They have them all over the place. And I know a couple of agents that actually put those together, and it's exactly what you're talking about.
AA meetings?
What? No, not AA. No, like, there's the restoration guys, the plumbers. Like, it's just referrals back and forth, right?
Got it.
But it also triggered something else when you said that. I find that a lot of agents really are turning their gaze towards masterminds. Like, they want to find a group, like a think tank that really, you know, gets them to the next level. Type of thing.
But you know what I hate the most out of everything though, Vera? The thing that really, really, really pisses me off.
What?
Is that people will tell you I'm in and they never show up.
Oh yeah. I know.
Oh, I want to be part of this group, mastermind. I want to be part of this network. And you even register. And for everyone I'm talking out there that register and don't show up.
And pay.
Masterminds
are not cheap.
But here's the thing though. When you actually register, okay, let me just say you paid. Whatever, you paid. You took that spot from someone who really wants to go and it might have been closed out. And then at the last minute, you forgot. Ooh, I don't care. Whatever. It's not that big deal to me. You just took that spot from someone else. Mm-hmm. You know? And it's just, I don't know. For me, it's just like, damn, that shit sucks.
Yeah. But I've seen more and more agents become part of masterminds. And they're not necessarily just with insurance. It's a group of, I don't know.
Okay, let's go back to what you said on the Facebook group stuff, right? Are those like those are just groups.
Yeah.
Right? Obviously, they're called groups, right? But it's like, do they ever, and I've never seen anything like that. Do they ever hold like an actual event online with that group only?
Oh, yeah. Sure. We do that all the time.
When we say we, who's we?
Like the groups.
Say it.
Like
say it.
The,
say it.
No.
The women
example,
only group.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. We're not going to go to that topic.
So the groups will have, like they had the holiday happy hour. They'll do like, I don't know, if there's a topic that somebody's kind of been mentioning a lot, they'll do like a topical on it. So okay. Somebody will speak on it. Just get-togethers, like sometimes you just need to vent. What I love about some of these insurance groups is that people will post things like, I cannot give a bonus this year. I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to.
Makes you like want to respond and read more into it, huh?
Yeah, and the thing is, agents, they fucking hold you accountable. So if you, there was one, I don't remember which group I was in, the person was just like, this year wasn't great for us, you know, and I can't do bonuses for our team, and we usually do like some pretty nice bonuses. We go out for a fancy dinner, and this year I can't do it, and I don't know how to share that with them. And some of the other agency owners were like, you haven't told them you're not going to give them a bonus? Like, they still think that they might get something, and you're asking us now in December?
Damn.
Like, you should have already had this conversation.
I mean, it's true, but
yeah, of course.
Damn.
No, but it's but you because there is a lot of accountability there on if you really truly appreciate and love your staff, and I use the word love because you should love the people that are working for you, you are, A, being very transparent with how business is going. They know what's going on. Also, people are not dumb. They see, let's talk California only. Carriers have pulled out. Prices are crazy. Money hasn't been what it was before, unless you're taking advantage of the whole situation and saying, like, fuck it, it is what it is. You should have already had this conversation with them and said, you guys, it's kind of like slim pickings this year.
Right.
So we can't do what we traditionally do, but here's this instead. And all of the agents were like, you know, instead of doing the fat bonuses, you know, think about, I don't know, gift baskets or like a nice intimate dinner certificate for them and their spouse or just little things that show the appreciation and say like, you know, we'll get them next year type of thing. But and that's what I appreciate is that everyone is so transparent and will share what they've done and how they discuss. I mean, they go so far as talking about what they pay out in commissions, what their splits are, what they pay their CSRs, and so forth. So I find them very helpful. Of course, there's a ton of bullshit on there also, but
right.
That's the nature. People always want to be funny or
but
just talk
see,
shit.
If they would have done something like that at a networking event, I mean, at least if you're being specific to a certain type of industry, I think those are the type of issues and talks you should have.
Yeah.
Because that's really going to be like, damn, look, I might be in that position too.
But I think,
can you say something to help me?
But online, even though your name and your face are in your profile, it's still distance. Yeah, there's still distance. And the thing is with these groups, there is an unspoken rule. Like, you're not here to talk crap. Like, they're not talking shit on the person. They're just saying, like, you need to be respectful and think as a business owner and think about their livelihood. Like, it's always professional and respectful.
Right.
And but there's an unspoken rule, like, if you put yourself out there, like, you have to take what you know.
What's I get it. I mean, some of it seems like tough love. I mean, I'm part of some groups, and this there's a group lately where someone said, hey, I didn't, you know, has anybody come across this? I've been in business for, you know, 15 years, and, you know, I'm not understanding, right? And the one guy responds, like, the fact that you've been in the business for 15 years, it's amazing that you still don't know this. I'm like, damn.
I know, that's the thing.
But then someone says, like, wow, he should just asking the question, blah blah blah. And the guy responded, it was like, well, if you can't take constructive criticism in this group, maybe you shouldn't be part of the group. I'm like,
yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's constructive criticism, but, you know, it is. They're just speaking their mind. All of us probably thought it. Like, dude, how have you been in business this long and you just are realizing that?
Right.
We probably all thought, and he just spoke it. That's the thing. You ask a question, you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah, for real.
I mean, Carlos, you've been dragged through the mud.
Oh, bad.
So
just keep your mouth shut.
I think, but I agree. Oh man, to have these type of networking events where you say that we're going to talk about two things tonight. One, what should I pay my agents? Two, are you a W-2 or a 1099? You know, like, or are you hiring W-2 or 1099?
Yeah.
And those two things, you're going to get a huge turnout. But you have to be willing to be open and exchange.
Because I agree.
Keyboard warriors are not real warriors in real life.
That's true.
That's a little harsh because I know there's a lot of activism out there that happens online. That's true. I'm not saying no. But, like, the people that show up then when you need to in person, that's, you know, that's the real thing.
That's crazy. Well, you know, it was a short one, but it's something we had to talk about. So my last two cents is, for anybody out there organizing a networking event, come up with, I won't say a theme, but something that you that's going to provide value to the agent, something that the agent is looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to get a better turnout.
And agents, if you don't show up, shame on you.
For
don't
real.
Don't register, man.
Yeah, like, don't say you're going to go.
Sorry, but stay small.
Exactly. Or at least say, I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
That way we'll stop bugging you. All right. Anything else, Vera?
Nope.
All right. Next time.